Hello and welcome to the 100 Podcast. Sid and Charlie here with you. Hope you're well. Today we're continuing our 2023 team previews for the 100, previewing every single team, men's and women's, ahead of the tournament. Today, Charlie, we're focusing on the Northern Superchargers women, a side who kind of reinvented themselves, lost their star player, Laura Wolvart, kind of going into a new era of the side, especially as we're not going to see Alyssa Healy play for them this year. It's like reinvention here for the Superchargers.
Yeah, it's a very different looking side, isn't it? In the last couple of years, they've been so dependent on having three gun players in that top three. And this year, they don't necessarily have quite that same gun top three. They got a very exciting opening pair still in Jemima Rodrigues and Phoebe Litchfield. But it isn't quite the same as what they've had before. It's a very different feeling side. And I don't know about you, Ed, but I'm intrigued by this one.
I am intrigued. Just quickly, obviously, Laura Wolvart's gone. Obviously, they've also lost Alyssa Healy. The big one, I think, Katie Levick has gone. I was very confused when they let her go. They've brought in Georgia Wareham, the Australian leg spinner, who theoretically can fill that role. But I was surprised to see Katie Levick go. Obviously, they brought in Rodrigues, Litchfield, Wareham. Kate Cross has moved over for the Manchester Originals, which is weird. So there's a lot of comings and goings here, but you are seeing some familiar names: Heath Armitage, Davidson Richards, etc. Lots to get into. And let's start with this top order, Charlie, which is different to what we've seen previously. Obviously, we've talked a lot about the Northern Superchargers being very, very top heavy. They have got big international names, the top in Jemima Rodrigues and Phoebe Litchfield. And they've also then have in the top order got Georgie Boyce, who has played very well this year. 200 runs in the Charlotte Edwards Cup in 2023, averaging 28, Strago 123, slots in at three, and then the very exciting Bess Heath at four, high intent player. Not quite kicked on with the runs yet, but you know, there's loads of talent there, as we've seen, and Holly Armitage, the captain, we have scheduled to come in at five. So you have those two big names, and then you can have a domestic core from three to five. So I'll be interested to see how this works. But it's definitely got star power and domestic quality.
They do. I don't think this was necessarily the top order they planned to go into this tournament with. I think initially you would have seen Alyssa Healy open up, potentially with Bess Heath, I think. As it is, we now have Jemima Rodrigues and Phoebe Litchfield, which is still a very nice opening pair, potentially a little bit prone to a slow start. I don't think it's necessarily the most explosive top order you'll see in this competition, but it's certainly a very solid one. I think the key for me will be how that domestic 3-4-5 of Boyce, Heath and Armitage will go. If they can continue the momentum and platform that Rodrigues and Litchfield are likely to set, then that could be a very, very effective top order. If they don't, it might be difficult for them.
Yeah, but look, it's different to what we've seen previously. Jemima Rodrigues is an absolute star. I think this was a really exciting young player from Australia. I'm excited to see what she can do. There's been a lot of talk about Phoebe Litchfield's got the next big thing coming over from Australia. So I'm interested to see how she's able to develop and whether she can score the kind of big runs. Because and I think it's worth actually touching on the player they've lost. Laura Wolvart last year had a fantastic tournament, Charlie. She scored a lot of runs. That's a big hole to fill. And obviously, I think the reason you let go of Wolvart and restructure this side is because you didn't have, you know, they were too top heavy and their bowling wasn't very good at all last year. So they have had to restructure their resources and get into how the bowling's improved. But you know, you do have that question whether this batting unit's quite going to have the same efficiency, especially when you look at Litchfield's record in the Sydney Thunder in the Big Bash 2022-23, averaging 23, striking 117, very talented, but they don't have that firepower in the top order as they previously did.
And this is my concern. I think you'd feel a little better here if you had Alyssa Healy, of course, but you can't really do much about that now. I think for me, letting Wolvart go elsewhere has in many ways allowed them, yes, to slightly strengthen the bowling, but I think more importantly, it's kind of traded one weakness for another. In a sense, I was slightly surprised that they chose to let her go, particularly to the Manchester Originals. Not sure that was the best move there. I get the intention. Obviously, you wanted to go and strengthen that bowling. And I think with the likes of Cross and Wareham coming in, they have to a degree. But I still don't think it's a brilliant bowling attack. I'm not sure the trade-off was particularly worth it, in my opinion. So I think it was the right idea, potentially, but I don't think it's worked out quite as they would have hoped.
Yeah, and let's get into that bowling attack in a minute. But first, that lower order does have some experience that I think is worth touching on. Obviously, Alice Davidson-Richards has played for the Northern Super Charles the last couple of years, played a bit for England, and didn't have the best tournament last year, but an experienced cricketer, you know, who offers you a little something with the bat. And then obviously Kate Cross, who's batted really, really well for England, and I think is a very good middle order player to have in the hundreds. So you've got a little bit of power down the order, a bit of experience as well. So there is some depth to this batting side.
Yeah, I think there is. That's fair enough. You got a lot of experience and nous down there. That's always very important, particularly towards the back end of the innings where you really want to have that game-winning experience there. I do think that will serve them well. And I think, to be honest, there will be times when that 6-7-8, that engine room is going to come in very, very handy as well, because there will be times where that middle order doesn't quite work out as intended. And there will be times where it will fall to Davidson Richards and Cross and even Georgia Wareham to get them over the line. So compared to some other teams, this batting depth is quite encouraging.
I agree with that. But let's get into the bowling then. I mean, Georgia Wareham, I think, is a star turn for this side. You know, Katie Lerwick's a very good bowler, but Georgia Wareham's a fantastic leg spinner. Obviously, we've touched on Kate Cross. We'll expect her to bowl a lot of the difficult overs. And you've got ADR there as well. This bowling attack is a real concern for me, Charlie. Straight up, I think it's one of the weaker in the competition. I think you can really bank on Wareham and Cross. But then I'm not completely sure where the rest of the overs are coming from. They've got a few options, but we've currently got Lucy Higham, Lindsay Smith, Grace Ballinger kind of rounding off this side. Grace Ballinger, young, talented left-armer, still got a bit of development to go. Lindsay Smith and Lucy Higham, useful spin bowlers. But I don't know. I'm not convinced that this side has 100 deliveries of high-quality bowling. I have concerns that this trade-off isn't going to be as productive as they wanted.
This is exactly what I was trying to allude to earlier on. I think if you had managed to, say, bring in a couple of really solid domestic bowlers, let's say Freya Davis, for example, who was available in the draft, if you traded off Wolvart, brought in Freya Davis here, maybe you think, okay, in addition to Cross and Wareham, a bit of Grace Ballinger, you think, okay, I can deal with that. That kind of makes sense, right? But with what you've got here, I think they're all bowlers that are pretty useful. I particularly like Grace Ballinger. I think she's got a lot of potential going forward. Hasn't necessarily broken out yet, though. I just think, you know, as I said earlier, yes, you have attempted to try and readdress that balance. But to be honest, I think you've slightly weakened the batting. In fact, significantly weakened the batting about Wolvart and not massively improved the bowling. So I don't really think it's made a great deal of difference either way, to be honest. I just think you've, in a sense, you've kind of sacrificed your strength and not really made up for it with your weakness. And I don't think that's necessarily how they intended this to go, but I don't think it's worked. I'm not going to lie. I'm not convinced.
Look, I think you can depend on George Roram and Kate Cross. Lindsay Smith's a very experienced player, played for England, had a really, really good year in the Charlotte Edwards Cup, 13 wickets at 14, a commoner at 5. You know, I think those are 60 bankable deliveries. I really do. My concern is where the rest of it's coming from. ADR didn't bowl particularly well last year. Grace Ballinger's young. Lucy Higham hasn't really been given the opportunity to bowl a lot of deliveries in the 100 previously. So I just have concern about how quite this is going to work. And, you know, you might be able to give Grace Ballinger, you know, a couple of deliveries at the top. Says something about this for me doesn't work. When you don't have the batting depth and a middle order can really get after you, and this is a good middle order, I think, it's promising, but it's not quite the same calibre as other teams in the competition. I'm just concerned about how you're going to be able to put the kind of runs together that you're going to need for this bowling attack. That's my personal concern here.
I don't disagree at all. I agree with you in a middle order. I think it would be a really strong middle order if you had that gun explosive top order ahead of it, because they can come in, get ahead of the pace early, set the tempo, and then you've got that really solid, experienced middle order, likes of Davidson, Richards and Armitage. You can come in and just play a natural game on top of it. As it is, when you've got two slightly slower starting players at the top of the order now with Rodriguez and Litchfield, I don't think it works quite as well because you're lacking, for me, that firepower, that ability to just go and get ahead of the game really early. I'm not sure it's necessarily coming together in the same way it would have done. And obviously, you know, injuries have really affected that plan. But I also think the loss of Wolvar has affected that plan also. And I don't think that necessarily worked out in their favour. And I do agree the bowling attack is just lacking that extra gun bowler or two there that would really make me feel that much better about this side. Someone you can bank on to get 20 balls out of you every game. It's a concern for me. And if I'm brutally honest, I think this is one of the weaker teams in the competition.
And I think my other concern here really also is you look through the subs. And now I think they do have some batting depth, which is quite a nice thing to have. Just it's piecing it together. Phoebe Franklin's having a really good season in the 2023 Charlotte Edwards Cup, averaging 33, striking 120. And then obviously you've got Grace Hall, who's had a good year actually for the Northern Diamonds, 10 wickets in that tournament, but an accommodate of 8.2. But it's just piecing this together. Where does Phoebe Franklin play? Does she play in front of Bess Heath?
She can't. She can't. Bess Heath's got to keep now, without Lesser Healy.
This is the thing. And then Georgie Boyce has scored a lot of runs. Holly Armitage is your captain. So where does she fit? Do you take out a bowler, but then you don't quite have the bowling options because none of your top five really offer anything? You know, Grace Hall could maybe play in front of Grace Ballinger, but this is the problem. I just don't think this side fits together. I want to get Phoebe Franklin in there. I'm not quite sure how it all pieces together. And it doesn't feel like a well-constructed squad. We'll get on to how we feel about this side in a moment. But in terms of a player to watch, yeah, let's talk about Grace Ballinger a little bit. You know, a player who has got a lot of promise, young seamer, swings the ball. We saw her in limited action for the London Spirit in last year's competition, but a player who's expected to really kick on. And I think if she does get significant game time for the Superchargers, which she might, I think it's a battle between her and Grace Hall for a starting berth, I think is somebody who could impress with the new ball.
Yeah, I can't disagree there. I think she's got a really big platform here to really break out and do something big. She hasn't played a great deal in this competition, but clearly she's very skilled. And I think with the makeup of this side, quite a lot of responsibility may well fall to her. So she has potentially got a big role to play here. I also think the same applies to Bess Heath. Again, hasn't necessarily made the most of her potential just yet, but clearly there's a very exciting player in there. I think she's going to take the gloves as well in the absence of Alyssa Healy. So she's going to be my player to watch. I think she's got a lot of talent, and in this batting lineup, she could have a big role to play.
Right, that's 5 check this team then. I'm not confident. I like individual pieces. I love Kate Cross, Georgia Wareham, Lindsay Smith. You've got 60 quality deliveries there, in my opinion. But then I don't know how you piece together the rest of this bowling lineup. Is Davidson, Richards, Ballinger, Hall maybe if you didn't play Higham? I don't know how those 40 deliveries quite piece themselves together. And it just feels like you want to give Marie Kelly a go. You want to maybe get Cranston or Franklin in, but the side just doesn't quite piece together. And I'm concerned that whilst Rodrigues and Litchfield are fantastic players, Rodrigues especially is a wonderful cricketer, I just don't think that the batting quite has enough to lift them to totals which are out of reach of a bowling attack which could be taken advantage of. I think the bowling attack's better than last year, though it would be difficult not to be better than last year. But I don't see this side as a contender personally. I think this is one of the weakest sides in the competition. And I think that's less of a comment of the players involved in it. I think it's more of a comment on how this side has been constructed and how they're going to get their best 11 players on the field. I'm not totally sure yet.
I have to agree. I think this has always been a side that's struggled ever so slightly to come together and build a squad and a starting 11 that actually functions as a unit and makes sense rather than just having 11 good players but don't necessarily fill all the roles that you need filling in a T20 cricket game. And unfortunately, I think the same is true of this side. There's lots of players here that I really like, and I think if they went elsewhere, they would all have really exciting roles to play in those teams. But I think that's kind of the point, really, is that when they all come together in this team, there aren't necessarily those defined roles. There aren't necessarily all the roles you need filled, right? They're not, unfortunately. The bowling is a big concern. And if you can't guarantee a way of making up 100 deliveries of quality bowling, and it's very hard to see a way which he could win this competition. So with that in mind, I don't think they're passing my vibe check. It's a real shame because there's a lot to like here. But in terms of the overall squad balance, I just can't get with it. So for me, I think they're going to be mid to low table.
That is our team preview for the Northern Superchargers women's side. Not feeling so confident. We'll see how they go. If you go to our feed right now, you can find loads of other previews of other teams. Also, the Northern Super Creaky men's side preview is also out. Go check us out on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, at Podcast 100. But for now, thank you very much for listening, and we'll speak to you next time.